why is smaller better? Why do you why'd you go that route?
Well, smaller, there's, you know, we can absolutely spend more time one-on-one with them if necessary, mm-hmm. right? And we really get to know who they are, and as amazing genius heroes, you know, and it's really remarkable to get to know them on that kind of a level, you know. When I was a public school teacher, I had, you know, I was working in a middle school, so I had, gosh, how many students did we have? Because you were a public school teacher too.
About 120 a day.
120 a day, so.
With 7 periods, 8 periods, you know, 1 planning period, but there was still, you know, a rotation of, you know, 20-something children per class. And so, you know, take that times 5 or 6.
And here you have 60.
60 total K through 12.
Correct. Yeah. And that's not saying that we couldn't have more, but, you know, we see the benefit. I mean, I don't need to have a bunch of teachers because I have a bunch of students, and it works that same way too, the opposite, you know, vice versa. It honestly seems like it's, you know, it's a well-oiled machine the smaller it is.
And you get to really know them.
Yeah, it's true. It's kind of like a small family too.
Yeah, it is.
There was a student that it was kind of like an informal bring your contained pet to school day, and he brought his small snake. You know, he made sure it was okay with the rest of his class, but it was a small red rat snake. It was gorgeous. It was beautiful, but it was very small. It was in one of a larger family size Tupperware container, but you know, he poked holes through it, you know, made a little nest in there for him, a little covering too. Unfortunately, he left it outside for a little bit longer than he should have.
Oh no.
Yeah. And so the snake was very, very still for a very, very long time.
Oh no.
We found the reason behind that. His class immediately just had the biggest
surrounded
heart
him.
For him. Yeah, just surrounded him, just embraced him.
They wanted to pool all their lion bucks together to buy him a new snake.
That's right.
Well, in a nutshell, tell me why you decided to go and start your own school.
Our daughter, our middle child, she was in first grade, had a great teacher, amazing teacher at the school we actually worked at, K through 8. She would tell me all the time, your daughter seems like she's in La La Land. I love her, she's so sweet, but she doesn't talk to anyone. She's alone. And this was my goofy, extroverted daughter. This is the one that I couldn't stop talking. I'd have to stop her talking in the store to strangers, mm-hmm. you know?
So this must have been alarming.
It was very weird. It was to the point where, you know, we had been in public school for a while and we were starting to see our daughter change. And this was in the first grade. And we realized it had nothing to do with the teacher. She was mm-hmm. doing everything she possibly could. She was amazing. Trying to get engaged with them as possible, but it was the fact that there was so much added pressure on her because of testing at times, because of all the other things that go along with that, right? And it was changing who she was. And I was not, I know it's probably a mom thing, but I wasn't prepared for her to change who she was because of that, you know? I didn't want her to look like she was putting on armor before she came to school.
Right.
So we started homeschooling them. For the first their first year, we actually sent them to my mother for the day, and then we would help homeschool them while he and I were still working for the district. And it was fine. It was a great year. It was a hard year dropping them off every day and then going to our job in Poinciana. So mm-hmm. it was a long drive, but we loved our school. We loved our students. We loved our fellow teachers are mm-hmm. just professional and the most amazing people.
It was an amazing group of people.
Amazing group of people to work with, and we've learned so much from them. And then, of course, our principal, same principal, she was just fantastic and supportive. She understood why we had to do it. And so when we started to do that, then we started to notice, you know, there's other kids that could use this too, you know. And we knew nothing about starting a school. We knew nothing.
You had to do it from scratch.
We had to do it from scratch. And so he continued
to
work.
So nobody had a guidebook for you.
Oh, there's no guidebook. No.
Maybe there should be, though.
I was thinking that would be lovely if there was a how to open your own micro school. That'd be lovely. And we just want it to be fun. You know, we want them to have fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if they're having fun, they'll want to come to school. You know? So Can it always be fun? No. Are there things I have to do? Yes. But it's just, we want to make sure that they're first and foremost loving to come learn.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you're kind of born into or only shown one system, you kind of grow up thinking or made to think after a while that that's the only successful way. And that's, you know, again, the fish in the fish tank scenario. But it's like, what if there's this whole other ocean where you could either swim north or swim east or swim west? But eventually, I mean, if you swim west far enough, you're still going to get to the same destination that if you were to swim east to. And so, I mean, there's multiple ways to get to knowledge. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. It's not to, you know, ace this or get all A's or whatever. It's honestly to be able to have enough knowledge that way you're successful for the rest of your life. And a lot of people might have lost sight of that.